Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We got a good show going on. We've got the Eurovision Song Contest news. All the songs are in, so lots to talk about with regards to that. Plus, what are they up to in Seattle? And what kind of museums are going on in Seattle? As well as how not to get paid. All that and more. Tip Tap Tip. Is live podcasting. We have a three-year-old throwing a tantrum behind us because he wants to show us a surprise, and where he showed us the same surprise about 100 times today.
It's a car
in a yogurt or a Play-Doh tin. And we've seen this surprise so many times, and yet it's
what could it be? It's a car.
Is it a car?
What is it? It's a black car.
All right, bye. All right. That's what you get when you record live. But that's why people
sometimes he puts marbles in it. Sometimes he puts candy in it.
Sometimes it's toilet paper.
Sometimes, yeah, but he calls that toilet paper. What does he call it?
I don't know. What's a special word for it or what?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, okay.
It's like sniffles or sniffles. He gets really upset if he has a runny nose. Okay.
So there you go.
That's so interesting when they're 3 years old. It's like they're really developing their character, their personality.
He loves showing surprises. There you go.
Yeah, our oldest, I remember he went through the same thing. It's a huge craze on YouTube, and he watches YouTube for kids. All of it is about the opening of the present, opening of the box, or opening of the eggs. There's like a whole thing with eggs, and then eggs covered in Play-Doh. It's all about opening it. That's why he's doing this.
Adults,
we let him watch YouTube for kids.
Adults have unboxing videos. Kids do this. There you go.
Exactly. Same thing.
So
we are a simple people.
Very simple. So shall we start with your favorite thing this week, or do we want to start with what we've been watching this week?
My favorite thing this week was when Eric and I did a poetry compare off, which would happen today. I was very surprised that you had such a huge opinion about poetry. I didn't realize that. Also, I'm not totally into poetry until recently after picking up a magazine that had some poetry in it. And
it's not so much that I'm into poetry. It's just...
No, you had an opinion about it.
I have an opinion.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I'm an adult and I have opinions about it.
No, but there's certain things where you're like, yeah, I don't really care. You're not into it. So you don't really care about it. Like football. Do you have an opinion about football?
The only opinion about football I have is I give no F's about it.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's kind of what I thought you felt towards poetry, is that you give no F's about it. But apparently you do, because this one book that I rented from the library, you just tore the shit out of it.
And I was thinking about it. And I don't, okay. I don't want to like just totally shit all over somebody's head, but because I just, people like it. People are buying it. People are buying lots of this book.
It doesn't mean it's good. I mean, look at the movie White Chicks. Like, why does that movie exist? Why is it on Netflix? Why are people watching it? It's so bad. It is so bad.
Is it on Netflix?
Yes.
Okay. I should watch it. I'll put that in my I'll add that to my list. I really will, because it's one of those movies which I've been meaning to see. But
you've never seen it?
I've never actually seen the movie.
I've watched the first couple minutes of it, and I just thought, what the? Turned it off.
Okay, well, now it makes me want to watch it more. Bad. But anyways, back to this poetry.
Please do not recommend it for Movie Club.
No. That would be the end of it. That'd be the final nail on the coffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, poetry.
I know what I like and what I don't like. I don't like stuff that is pandering. I don't like stuff that is simple. This poetry, I just did not do it for me. Obviously, I'm not the audience. Clearly, this poetry is written for women. So, but that being said, I still didn't like it regardless.
Yeah, I think after we compared it to another book of poetry that I own, and after we did that, it was really obvious that it was kind of just seemed like too simple and really like they, you know, the poet just, you know, took like themes off of Pinterest or something, like, hey, what are on women's people's minds? Let's look on Instagram and on Pinterest to see the most popular phrases and then twist them around and write them into a poem.
Yeah.
And there were a few of them that I was like, wow, this really speaks to me. But then I was like, is it good? Even though I understand or I relate to it, is it actually good poetry? And then when we compared it to another poet that I already know I like, it was obvious that it was too simple. It was just like, okay, yeah. So it's, you know, you're saying a motivational phrase basically.
Let's not beat around the bush.
What, you want us to divulge the names?
Yeah, you know what, but you know, it's... Rochelle, you got a book from the library from a young poet named, was it Rupi Kaur?
Yeah.
Kaur. Very famous, very successful.
And what's the book called? Housebound?
Homebody.
Homebody.
Homebody is the name of the book of poetry. And he was lying on the table. So I you know, sort of flipping through it. I do that thing, Rochelle, where my eyes squint. This giant crease forms between... like my eyebrows.
Yeah, and that's why you have that permanent vein sticking out.
And you know, I'm kind of have that look on my face, the look of like, did somebody fart? that was on my face.
But it is like,
it's not for me, clearly.
It is definitely not for you. Mm-hmm. Like, definitely not for you.
But at the same time,
when I read one of them, I was like, okay, this, I can relate to this. I understand what she's saying. Mm-hmm. And then I read more and I just thought, well, it just seems like they're stereotyping what women want to hear. Do you know what I mean?
It's very,
like,
it seems,
and
very,
and that seems very commercialized and it's marketed.
It seems very shallow, but, and it's pretending to be deep. That's the kind of the gist I got out of it.
Okay, describe the type of woman that it is marketing it to. It's marketing it to a homebody. No, is that what it's called? Home?
The kind of people, and this is huge generalizations on my part. So
No, tear the shit out of it. Okay. That's okay. That's okay. That's what we're doing.
The same type of people who are also into Farmhouse Chic.
And Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even there's pictures on,
like, you know, people who have like, you know,
with like a vanilla latte and some plants.
You know, the kind of people who have like a framed print which says the words "live, laugh, love" in scripty font on their house.
Yeah.
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 It's the same kind of deal. Oh, look, it's another surprise, probably. Right? What's in the box?
Whoa, it's a really big box now. I'm really curious what's in this surprise board.
Oh, this show is full of surprises.
What could it be? Oh.
Oh, we got a Tupperware container.
Okay, so first it started out as a big cardboard box. Now it is a Tupperware container.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to open it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then it is a yellow Play-Doh container.
The same
and
one from before?
What is inside of it?
A car, probably?
Nothing.
Oh, that's the best surprise of all.
Where's the surprise? Oh, he's got
he's
it.
He's making the surprise.
Mm-hmm. What's inside?
Why don't you show...
It's a... Let me see. It's a car!
It's a car. Yeah, so then we contrasted that with another book of poetry, which Rochelle happened to have handy.
Yes, it's... Oh, shoot, what's the name of the book?
Margaret Atwood was the author.
I know, but I can't remember what book of poetry it was by her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we read a few of her poems in there, which are prose poems. So I think they're quite a bit longer.
Yep.
It was not as simple of a topic, and it was obviously not, you know, she didn't just have one particular person in mind that she was writing to. Like, that's not how it was written. It was written to make points about society, but not, you know, I'm going to cater to this type of woman.
Is this more interesting to me when you read that? Like, you know.
Yeah, it was. I think both of us were kind of like, whoa, I can't believe she said that. Whoa, yeah. I can't believe she said that. And then she said that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was a lot more interesting.
Quite the contrast, but yeah. Somewhere out there.
So we had a poetry off.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, three. And can we do four? Can we all? Oh.
That's it. It's always three.
Always three. That's your hereditary trait, which is.
Yeah, it's very weird to have that. Is that hereditary? Can sneezes be hereditary?
That style of sneezing, maybe? Anyways, yeah, so I have opinions about it, and
you know what that reminded me of? The 90s. Going to coffee shops.
Yes.
Going to live poetry readings where you could sit and drink coffee and have cigarettes inside. Oh my goodness. Scandalous.
It's another surprise.
Another surprise. Oh, it's the same car.
That's not a surprise.
I want a different surprise. Give me a different surprise.
Okay. This is the thing. We have our episode title.
Did you ever go to those poetry reading type things in the 90s?
I went to coffee shops in the 90s, but I never went to poetry readings in the 90s. It wasn't really my thing.
Oh, you just weren't cool enough.
Clearly not. No, I don't think I ever did.
I had a friend who was goth, and he was manic depressive, and he wrote some very interesting poetry.
Did you write poetry?
Very dark.
Ooh. Do you have any poetry as a teenager?
Kicking around? No. I was never really into writing poetry, but I did write in my diary, which we actually...
should dig up.
No, we don't need to do that.
That was always fun.
I wrote a lot of letters. I had a few pen pals. Mm-hmm. I was a teenager.
Let's get into what we watched.
Did you pick your favorite thing? No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, right.
You can't skip it.
All right. My favorite thing this week was exercising outside. Because it's nice enough to do that now.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
That was seriously your favorite thing, is exercising outside?
Yes, because usually I'm cooped up in the same room that we're recording in now.
Really doesn't take much to make you happy.
Well, when you're in the middle of a pandemic, every little thing's a win, right?
And you know who else I think probably was the favorite thing for her?
What?
Our neighbor.
No, I guess I was kind of doing it...
Yeah, like right outside her kitchen window.
Oh, that neighbor. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And she's single, so she's like, what's that beefcake doing out there?
Who's that guy doing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of burpees? Like, oh, yeah, hi. How's it going?
Oh, now we got a different surprise. All right. Let's see what's inside. Oh, no, that's the same as before. It's the black car. He just switched.
Can you find a green car as a surprise?
Can you maybe find a different toy to put in there?
Okay.
Thank you.
No, I like getting that vitamin D, that fresh air, and that's good. It's nice to have this spring weather after having this.
All right. Well, I was hoping that you would mention our yes day, because we did jump on that bandwagon
based off of a movie that we saw on Netflix.
Yeah, but it's also a thing. Like families on Instagram are showing their yes days. But you know, because Eric and I didn't want to have to say yes to everything, because if anybody saw the movie, the dad totally suffers from saying yes to everything. Like, it's not a good idea.
Nope.
So what did we call it again? Instead of yes day, we called it a fun day.
Fun day. So, yeah. Which we had fun.
We did. What did we do? The kids got to spend $20 in a toy store each. And then we
We had pizza? Did we have pizza? Okay, let's see the Rockets. Can't remember.
I don't know. We made a whole list of things that the kids wanted to do. Our son wanted, our youngest son wanted to eat cake that day. So we had some cake and we... Oh yeah, I had to play Fortnite. That was the big highlight for my 8-year-old son, was me playing Fortnite.
And how good were you, Rochelle?
Awful. And he kept yelling at me, "Oh, you're such a noob." I'm like, yeah, because I've never... Oh, I played it once before.
And you didn't like it.
Yeah, anyway.
So, yeah, we've been home, and we've been watching lots of things on... TV. I watched Zack Snyder's Justice League. Do you know the whole story behind this whole thing?
No.
All right. So the movie Justice League came out in 2017 or 2018. He had Zack Snyder, the one behind.
Well, here comes another surprise.
Man, this is a...
All right. Open the red container ward. He's got the big box.
Yeah.
Then... He put the other container inside. He's doing this because of those Russian dolls. He's doing the bigger box, the medium box, and then the small container.
That's right.
Oh, and then here's the small one. Now I'm going to open it. What's inside?
It's a car.
No!
It's a block.
It's a blue...
Duplo block.
Duplo, a mega blocks.
Sure.
Yeah. Whoa.
All right.
Cool.
Lord, we're all done with surprises, okay? Why don't you watch the TV show, all right? With Beau. Okay, you make yourself a surprise, and then you go buy, all right? So anyways, the story behind this movie was he started on it. There was a family tragedy.
I don't even know who this person is.
He's a movie director.
Okay.
Directed, like, the Watchmen movie, directed 300, et cetera, et cetera. Anyways, it's a family tragedy. He had to drop out of the movie-making production, and then Joss Whedon... stepped in and finished the movie. There's a whole internet movement hashtag saying after the original Justice League movie came out, people were saying, release the Zack Snyder cut, release the Zack Snyder cut, because I guess apparently he'd filmed pretty much the entire movie, and then the studio didn't like it, and the other guy was brought in. But anyways, so a few years later, after this thing has gained traction and there's no movies in the theater, the HBO says, okay, we'll do that because everybody's wanting it. So then he released it a couple weeks ago. 4 hours this movie is long.
Is this one you were watching yesterday?
Yeah, that one I was watching on TV.
Oh.
4 hours this movie.
Snoozorama.
And yeah. I just got to say, you get what you ask for. You want the Snyder Cut, you get 4 hours of the Snyder Cut, the Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Did they just like decide not to edit it at all?
They gave him complete artistic control over it. Said, you know what? This is what people want. Give them what they want. And he said, okay, I'm going to give them what they want. And he released a 4-hour movie. It's doing really well. Here's what I don't get. Because if we hop on over to RottenTomatoes.com, it has a 72% fresh rating, which means on average about 72% of the critics who reviewed this movie gave it a favorable rating. 95% favorable audience score, which I found astounding. Like, was this movie that good? It was a slog. I had to watch it in two parts.
I think you said that it was more interesting when I started making commentary on it.
Yeah. And I wasn't really even watching it that much because I was playing Fortnite while watching it. But man, 4 hours and 2 minutes.
It was very, the section that I watched, it was very slow. Mm-hmm. And just had a lot of special effects, the computerized special effects that seems like... what it was mostly about, you know, the fighting scenes being smashed into concrete, like, whoa, how epic can we make the special effects?
Although you did get to see Superman shirtless, which you did enjoy.
Not really, because he was being evil.
Yeah, but okay.
See, it's not just about the body, Eric, okay? If he looks evil and psychotic, then it's not hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I found it very boring. I'm not into special effects, honestly. Like the, like stuff like that, I just fall asleep. If there's no story happening, and in you know, the story in this movie, from what I saw, was pretty basic. It's like, oh, bad guy needs to get this thing, the box, and then the good people are trying to get the box from the bad guy. Then they battle with each other to get the box, and then they get the box.
That's basically it. Then, but for 4 hours.
Yeah. Well, how can you, how, like, that story has no content to it.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And, like, you know, I had a lot of questions. Like, why is Wonder Woman so strong when she's so skinny and tiny? And she's not Amazonian. She doesn't look like an Amazon lady at all.
She needs more muscles.
And then the dude who was, like, the king of the sea. Like, what the hell is the king of the sea dude hanging out with all these guys?
Yeah.
Why isn't he in the water? Isn't there water shit happening? You know?
Yeah, that's the eternal question with Aquaman. It's like, why? Why do you exist?
Yeah. Like, go control the fishes.
Like, go hang out with whales and stuff. I'm sure there's some underwater drama that needs to be dealt with.
Yeah,
deal with
like it. Submarines and stuff. Shit.
Yeah. So I did not enjoy this movie.
And then it had that gray tone to it.
Oh, yes.
You know, and that's just like, I don't know, it makes everything look gritty and gross, and it just makes the whole movie very pessimistic instead of optimistic, and I just makes me want to throw up. I don't like it. Make it colorful. Can someone please bring back Technicolor?
Let's
go to Happy Land.
This is what I think I wish would happen. Because obviously the trend for these superhero movies, they have to be like dark and serious and gritty. Like, yeah, we're serious. Like, you know, I want superheroes to be superheroes. I want bright and colorful. Like, you know, not necessarily campy, but I want, you know, like, I'm thinking like.
Like, what are you thinking? Like the 1950s Batman?
No, I'm thinking like 1970s Superman.
1970s. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was like good in between. It wasn't dark. He wasn't scary.
Bright and colorful. He acted like a superhero. He wasn't.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
And it was kind of like, you know, uplifting.
Yeah.
It wasn't this when heroes dark were and heroes. Doomsy.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this dark and doomsy stuff. And that sound. That sound that, I swear, it began with that TV show Lost. That.
A lot of that.
It's in so many things now. I hate that stupid sound.
I know the song you're talking about.
It's like all of a sudden you're like, what's happening? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And in Lost, it made sense because there was that black floaty cloud thing that could get you anytime.
Yeah. So, no, I agree. Glad anyway. We're on the same page with this movie. Did not enjoy it. What did you watch?
What did I watch that I liked?
Yeah, what did you watch that you liked?
Okay, I've been watching this show from New Zealand called...
You don't know the name, do you?
Twisted? No, not Twisted. What's it called, Eric? What's the show I'm watching called? Tangled.
Tangled. Tangled. Tangled.
There you go. I knew it was something like that.
What is the premise of Tangled?
It is a family drama that has a lot of twists and turns in it. And yeah, it's, I don't know, it's good. There's a lady who is a single lady who's in the movie or the TV show. I think it probably came out in the early 2000s because she's doing a TV show that goes on people's phones and everyone has flip phones. So it's pretty new for her to be on a...
So this show takes place in this time period or
it was made in that time period. Yeah. Because the phones are really old.
It's funny how, like, you know, you can immediately date a show based
and
on
the fashion, right?
The technology they use. Like, oh, that's an iPhone 3. Oh, it clearly came out in such and such year.
So then you have like the stories about, you know, the stories that revolve around the teenage kids. And then you have the stories that revolve around the married couples. And then the other, like the single people.
So no superheroes?
No, it's all just light sort of family drama. I mean, not all light, but it has a lightheartedness to it that I really like.
Yep.
Plus the New Zealand accent. I really like it.
It is a good accent.
Yeah. And, you know, there's romance in it. There's hot and heavy sex scenes in it.
So
And they do things differently than in Hollywood movies. It's not
like what for
our
example?
Hollywood TV shows where it's, you know, like if I compare it to the show This Is Us, which is also a family drama, they really up like the emotional moments.
Oh, and yeah. They really hit you over the head.
Yeah. And this is not like that. Like, they don't do that. And then like, for This Is Us, you know, anytime like, oh, there's like on. A
cue
like
the
a,
music. Here comes.
Yeah. There's so much music. You're just like, oh, you're hitting me over the head with this. It's irritating. So much music.
Too much.
And then everything is like really intense in This Is Us. And then the sex scenes are really edited. Like you don't get the passion behind it. It's all really like this, like, and then they fall in love and now they're kissing and that's it. And then the blanket's on them and they wake up.
That's how it works. That's how babies are made.
Yeah, exactly. Snooze.
Yep. So you would recommend Tangled?
I would, yeah. So far I'm enjoying it. It's something that it's just, you know, it's lighthearted and yeah, I like it.
Cool. So it is coming that time. Eurovision is coming up. The finale being Saturday, May 22nd. It's going to take place one way or the other, whether it's going to be remotely or...
But you know what's happening first?
What? What?
My birthday.
Well, of course, that's next month.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks.
Not just next month. It's in like 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah, a couple of weeks.
So what are you going to get me?
A vaccine. Two of them. Two shots.
No, it won't happen by then.
No, will not happen by then. Soon enough. And then we'll be skipping and dancing and frolicking in the fields. And
I'm so excited that when I go for a walk, I won't have to walk all the way on the grass or on the person's driveway to walk around a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I took my, yeah. So my dad got his first shot this week. Good news. So I'm happy about that. And they say he will get his second shot sometime in the next 16 weeks. That's what it says on the little form. So hopefully sooner than later.
Yeah. Of course, everyone wants that.
I want my shot. I want all the shots.
I'm a little bit scared about getting the shot because it's, you know, I don't know. I feel like they like invented the vaccine like so quickly. And I'm glad that they're testing it on the old people first.
Yeah.
Yeah. <That's> so awful.
They've actually tested it on a prior to that. But yes. Okay, anyway. We're getting back to Eurovision here, which the finale takes place on Saturday, May 22nd. But all the songs are in. The deadline has been has passed.
So all right. I really want to see the Netherlands one, please.
We'll skip these stories that I had queued up for another day.
Okay.
Because this is what we really want to talk about. So here's our playlist on the Eurovision Song Contest YouTube channel. So let's go to... Let's just start picking. What we got?
Netherlands. Did we watch the Netherlands one yet?
I think we did. I think we did not like it.
Oh.
Okay,
let's just watch a different one then.
Let's start with Croatia with the artist named Albina. It's a song called Tick Tock. Let's have a listen. Oh, no pre-roll. This is great.
Nice.
Tried to fix the broken pieces, now I'm leaving. But you made it loud and clear I'm not enough. Try to fool me more than once to keep me dreaming. Cause you knew the truth will tear us apart. If you pull me down, then I'll come around and rise up to come show you who I am. I feel fire inside, my heart's desire. I'm breaking free from you.
We're just going to pause this video for a second. We have a little gentleman who wants to speak. What do you want to talk about?
Are you going to sing a song?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Twinkle, twinkle. How about Paw Patrol?
Sure, go for it.
Patrol, patrol, and then double. Patrol, patrol, and then double. Patrol, 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 and then double. No patrol, patrol, and then double. No
Your turn.
Okay.
Your turn.
Thank you, Ward.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, play.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to listen. Free from your bad love in every strain. Tick-tock, watch the days go. I'm losing track of time, lost in your play zone. Don't overcomplicate now, we win war zone. You're screaming, oh no, oh no, oh no. Dancing, dancing, think you, fancy. Tick-tock. Don't go, don't go, don't go. I hear those voices from far away. They help me to escape. I found myself and I'm finally free from your bad love in every strain. Tick-tock, время цури. Если выше усны, гризем сама. Едва дышим, тик-ток, время Юри, не могу выше. All right, that was Croatia's entry, Albina, with a song called TikTok. What did you think about that song, Ward? What did you like about what you saw? What did you like about the song? What do you like on the screen? What do you see?
A dance.
What were they doing?
A dancing.
Yeah, what else were they doing?
Grabbing his teddy.
Yes, grabbing the teddy. All right.
Thank you.
What's the Vroom Vroom race car on there?
No, we're not playing Vroom Vroom
race. Yes, that is your favorite song, is Vroom Vroom Goes a Red Race Car. It does not compare to TikTok. All right. Nothing, whatever. I think I don't like these kinds of music videos where everything is, you know, everyone all of a sudden everyone has diamonds on their, mm-hmm. you know, their glasses and
very, very glam. This video was.
Yeah, but it's like cheesy glam, you know, like or cheap glam.
Yep.
Yeah, I wasn't really a fan of it. It was like it just seemed like she's trying to be.
What about the song itself?
No, no, I don't like it.
Yeah, it wasn't really my thing either. Kind of picked up near the end.
Just but. Seems like mass produced pop.
Mm-hmm. So, thumbs down from Eric. Thumbs down from Rochelle. All right, I think glad we're on the same page. Let's see what's going on in Bulgaria. All right. They've had some interesting entries in the past. Let's see if they are going to be doing the same this year. This is Victoria with a song called Growing Up Is Getting Old. Very profound thought. Here's their entry. Oh, it's going to be an epic at 4 minutes, 38 seconds.
Breaking news. Europe is devastated. For the first time in 65 years, the Eurovision Song Contest has been cancelled. Heartbroken, the artists are back at home, having to come up with new songs for the next contest. Now, this is the stuff of history. We wish all the artists the very best of luck. and we can't wait for the next Eurovision.
Playing Tetris with my feelings, trying to keep them all inside. Shadows and my soul is spilling over. I'm out of time. Closing every door, wanna be alone. Lonely is the way that I survive. Sick of wanting more, sitting on the floor. An ocean of emotion that I'm carrying inside. I am cautious, 'cause I've never understood how so much can fit in little me. Star-crossed soul, and I'm used to letting go. Sink deeper in the flow of it. My demons know exactly where my fears are.
There's more. Wow, this is like an epic video.
Are they allowed to have it longer than...
No, the performance can be only 3 minutes. The video can be longer. But we still got like a solid... Okay, I'm going to pause it. We're not going to watch the end of this. If you want to watch it, you head on over to the Eurovision YouTube channel. You can watch this for yourself. Thoughts on the song, Rochelle?
I don't know, Eric. It just kind of, you know, it's another girl with teddy bears. And it, that yeah, the fact that we just watched a girl with teddy bears, you know, it's kind of like infantizing women. And I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's like kind of gross.
I don't. Yeah. This song gets a thumbs down for me. It's like, it's okay.
Is that a word? That's infantizing is a word, right?
I know what you're talking about.
Is it a word?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Infantilizing? Yeah.
One or the other.
One or the other.
Anyway, yeah. And then the way that she's singing, I'm not really into it. It's like...
Yeah.
You know,
like, especially at the end, like, when like the music cut out, I'm like, oh, yeah, that style of singing. That's the style of singing. I
don't like it.
It's
like they're like holding back their voice.
It's like not. It's not quite like as annoying to me as Billie Eilish type stuff, which drives me fucking nuts.
But she made, like, she's the one who made this kind of singing famous. And you know what it reminds me of is that what's that trend where people want to listen to things close up?
ASMR.
ASMR. Is what it's like.
Hold on.
Female singing of ASMR. Like,
let me do some tip-tap-tip ASMR. So, welcome to the tip-tap-tip show. My name is Eric, and I'll be your host for the next hour. So, we'll talk about some Eurovision, and we'll get into some really interesting stories.
Okay, stop it.
I know. People love it. Somebody's gonna clip that.
Because it sounds like someone is whispering in your ear, and people are probably just craving that sort of feeling of like close connectedness. I don't like this style of singing. It's just I like the, you know, belting it and singing and like you not holding back your voice, but like really letting it go and using it.
Do not
allow. So, not a fan.
Thumbs down from Eric and Rochelle. Let's switch
Another
gears.
Another thumbs down.
I know this. Well, this I know this is going to be a definite switching of gears because we're heading over to Iceland, and the same gentleman who sang and performed last year, whose name I will not mangle, but you can read it for yourself.
Isn't it like Dow Og Gagnaniel? There you go.
Good job, Rochelle. This song is called 10 Years. I've never heard this, but it should be interesting, I'm sure. Based on last year's entry. Let's have a listen. Okay, starting with string quartet.
We've been together for a decade now. Still every day I'm loving you more. If I could do it all again, I'd probably do it all the same as before. I don't wanna know what would have happened if I never had had your love. I didn't become myself before I met you. I don't wanna know what would have happened if I never had felt your love. Everything about you I like. So fast, now we can take it slow. That takes some time, takes a little time, so take a little time. As it ages like wine. How does it keep getting better? Every day I'll find some new way through the time we spend together. Simply feels good. We got a good thing going. And just when I thought that my heart was full, I found places that I'll never explore. You're so fascinating, I can't remember the last time I was bored. I don't wanna know what I've been if I never had had your love. How did it become myself before I met you? I don't wanna know what I've been if I never had about your love. Everything about you. How does it keep getting better? Every day I'll find some new way to grow. The time we spend together.
All right, that was Iceland's entry, 10 years. This I'll say, let me preface this by saying I did not enjoy their entry last year. I found it very old, very annoying. This one I actually genuinely like. I think it's better than the song last year. I enjoy that there's more of a disco and R&B flavor Yes, there's like cutesy stuff in the performance, which I'll stomach. But
what's cutesy stuff? I like the cutesy stuff.
It kind of annoys me. But as a song, I actually genuinely enjoy this. I think
I like it too. I really like it too. Like, yeah, when you're watching the video, sometimes it's easy to get distracted by the things that are going on because they are putting on a really good performance and a really good show. So I do suggest taking a look at the music video. There's some really neat instruments that they've made. They've got some fun outfits on that are all matching, except for the drummer is not wearing, well, there are some other people not wearing it too. They did pull out all the stunts. They pulled out
they put everything
violinist, the celloist, then they have the flashy guitarist.
A choir of children.
Yes. But it kind of like, it works with the song because the song is saying, and it keeps getting better.
Yeah.
And so they keep trying to make it better and better and better. And I think I like it. I think it's really cute. The guy is a really good singer.
He's a very talented songwriter.
Doesn't struggle with his voice range at all. He just bang on knocks it out.
He writes all these songs too. He's not just a pretty
famous. No, but his voice is very strong. So, you know, sometimes, you know, the Eurovision singers are not, you know, like he's singing that low voice and he had no problem singing that as well as the other tones. So yeah, it was good. I liked it. I really like it. It's very catchy.
Good job, Iceland.
Good job.
Glad that you can do this twice in a row.
It's kind of the people who have entered last year, they're very fortunate because now people are going to think about the entry that they did last year as well. And if they liked the entry last year and they liked the entry this year, it's like a home run, right?
Like, yeah, like I think this song won't have any problems getting to the finals.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Because that's the reason why I selected to watch the Iceland song, because I did like the one last year. Mm-hmm. And
I did not like the one last year, but I
already know that.
All right.
Okay, so Eric's pick for the next song is
Sweden.
Sweden.
So generally,
they usually kick butt.
Usually they do really good pop. Let's see if that's what they're going to do this year. This is an artist named Tuss, a song called Voices. Let's have a listen.
Fire in the rain, but we'll get up again. We're 1,000 miles apart, but we'll overcome. I'll never let you down. World is turning us around, but I feel it in my heart. Let's make a brand new start. Can't stop us now.
that was Sweden's entry. Tuss, with a song called Voices, representing Sweden. Kind of a generic Eurovision type song. Like, you know, which is unfortunate because I know Sweden can do a lot better, but it was just, yeah, it's just, you know, as soon as the key changed.
Oh, I know. You hate the key change.
I fucking hate the key change.
Yeah.
It's like I rolled my eyes. I'm like, seriously? You're doing this?
I know. But you know what? Now that you pointed it out, I hate it too because it is.
It's such.
I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, they just pulled it out of a pop song hat or something. Like, okay, yeah. Let's just do this pop song formula, blah, 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 key change, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Not a huge fan. I didn't really like it. It didn't do anything for me at all.
Did not.
Just.
Not having it. Not having it.
Yeah.
So there you have it. That's the four songs that we're going to talk about in today's episode. Croatia, Bulgaria, Iceland, and Sweden. So let's organize these by our order of preference. I'll go first. I like the Iceland song the best.
So can we do one more? I feel like we need to do one more.
To cleanse our palate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like something that we know is going to be good. Do you remember anything that from the bands from last year?
Oh, man. I'm going to go.
What about that French guy? Was that a hot French guy last year?
The year before.
Oh.
So he's not in this year's kit. Last one. And these kids have got to go to bed. UK. Let's do UK. Let's see what they are
playing. All right. Usually not a winner, though, but I guess we'll roll the dice.
Roll the dice. Maybe
do it.
James Newman and his song Embers.
You know what? We should try and do a show where we say cliche phrases throughout the whole show. Like, you know, think outside the box, Eric.
Let's raise the bar.
Yeah.
All right. Impress us, James Newman. Come on, you can do it. Oh, serious.
Song is called Embers.
Sometimes I know my fire burns low, but as long as you're with me, I'll never get cold. Day and night, through darkness and light, I never worry when you're by my side. All feelings change and seasons fade, but nothing will burn us out. Nothing can stop us now. Out of the embers, you and I. Out of the end.
Yeah. Eric, I was trying to get into it. I was trying to be positive. You know, I was trying to dance to it, and then it just kind of like flopped. I kind of wonder if the people who are dancing like really good to it in the music video, if they actually are dancing to this song or if they're dancing to a different one.
I don't know. Yeah, so that was UK's entry. And I'm kind of upset because I know the UK has a pedigree of great songs.
No, they don't. Eric, ever since I've been following Eurovision, the UK ones been good.
Well, since we've been following Eurovision, but they've...
Yeah, since like...
But they've won lots and lots and lots of times before we even started watching it.
But some people might like this song. Like, this song is not that bad that...
Is it not that bad?
It's not that bad that it's a total bomb. I just think it's not song that we like.
I do not like this song. I'll be clear about it. I'm excited because I always want UK to do good because I know they've done good years in the past.
Yeah, but we also thought that about Sweden too, and then that one wasn't good.
It's like they just don't
care. Maybe our standards are just getting higher and higher because we've been following Eurovision for so long.
Or maybe just I think they just phoned it in. They're like, okay, well, we've got to put something into this. We got to put something in, and this is gonna be it. We're gonna put James Newman and Embers, this big stink ball of an entry. I don't know. We need some actual good UK songwriters, of which there are plenty, to write a Eurovision song. Like, you know.
Yeah, but they just probably don't want to.
They're like,
anyway, we got to wrap up the show because Eric, you got to put the kids to bed.
I got to put the kids to bed.
There's no school tomorrow. It's going to be a crazy nut house because of spring break.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It's like trying to get work at home and have this happen.
You bet. It's going to be super fun.
Yep. So let's wrap it up in a nice little box. A surprise, if you will. A surprise box. Kind of like what we've been doing this whole show.
What's inside?
What's inside the box? It's an episode of Tip Tap Tip.
Well, I was going to say, it's a crappy song.
There we go. Anyways, thank you for listening. Follow Rochelle on Instagram at Rochelle Skilling Art. You can check her out there. You can follow me on Twitter at Eric Skilling. All one word. There you can follow my thoughts on the world and what's going on.
And your musical expertise.
This podcast is available everywhere you want to get podcasts, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. Apparently not Amazon Music because I've applied there a couple times, have not heard back. So if you work at Amazon, pull some strings or not. Wherever you get podcasts. Anyways, thank you for listening. We love you. My name is Eric.
My name's Rochelle. Thank you for listening.
We'll talk later. Bye-bye.
<音>捕捉不到现代城市的风格，捕捉不到，在风中捕捉不到现代城市的风格。 层层叠叠的路径和楼房，就像是和雨山一样啊。层层叠叠的路径和楼房，就像是和雨山一样。 随着堵塞的节奏向前走，看上去就像是自然科学的规律那样。向前走，向前走，运动的惯性朝向，就算是未来吗？ 战斗，战斗，选择就战斗，旗帜就闪耀，向前走，向前走，时间无关，看着前。
就像是河与山涌。